Too much noise. Too many voices. So much anger. Outrage. People all around me. I have to quiet it down. My head is going to split. What are you all saying? What do you want? What do you want from me? These voices, all of the screaming, and the shadow, two of them, always around me, keeping them back. They don't frighten me. The shadows, they do not scare me like the voices do. I feel safe. Them. I feel safe. Happy, even. So familiar. The shadows. Familiar. I feel so happy with them. I know them. I've known them for years. They are
enough. In the name of the Archangel of Judgment, Saint Dominique, here in these hallowed halls governed by the Lady of Justice, I, Angelica J. Ashland, hereby call this tribunal to order. Those that seek chaos throughout these proceedings, be warned that my staff does not believe in due process. Good. Now, we are here this evening due to the cries of infidelity circulating our city. These two women before us, their babies in their arms, claim that one of the most prominent within our judicial system, Minister Faraday, has fathered their children. However, Minister Faraday claims that these accusations are nothing more than the false rambles of women who croon out of spite. For days now, accusations from both sides have been plaguing our city. Rumors are now spreading about, creating more falsehoods. Tonight, we bring this madness to an end. Vene ad me, costos meos. Come to me, my guardian. You need not fear them, my people, for this shadow means you no harm. They merely wish to reveal the truth when confusion and mistrust do shroud it in darkness. The truth behind who has fathered these children shall be revealed for all to see, with but a simple taste of their blood. For one so adamant about someone who has fathered their children, one would think you would jump at the chance to prove all of the rumors incorrect. Unless, of course, you wish to confess before this tribunal the truth. I see you wish to allow a sample of their blood. Very well. My guardian, proceed. What have you learned, my friend? I see. Is that so? Thank you. My guardian has revealed much to me, much more than what was brought forth. In regards to who has fathered these young babes, neither of them belong to Minister Faraday. He was, and always has been, a truly devoted father and husband to his family. What these women before us claim is an odious lie! Be still! In regards to who the true fathers of these children are, it would seem the mothers were, and are, fully aware of who their fathers are, and sought nothing more than compensation and the ruin of a man who, as testified, denied their shameless advances. Despite wedded in sight of both man and God, and sealed in parchment, these women would deface both themselves and this holy court! You both may call them lies all you wish. You are both nothing but silver-tongued devils. But if you wish to claim that these are still lies, shall we go seek the fathers? Should we go demand the truth from them? Test their blood against those of the babies. Surely you wouldn't dare bear that shame before this assembly as well. I did not think so. Hear me now, all of you. It is by my judgment, in the name of Archangel Dominique, that I claim Minister Faraday absolved of all wrongdoing claimed against him. And so shall he dedicate the rest of his years to you, his beautiful family. As for the vicious women who sought to ruin his image and his reputation with such a vindictive vendetta, I hereby sentence you both to 5 years in prison and hereby revoke you of your parental rights. When you are freed, you will not be permitted to be mothers nor wives. Those who seek to destroy a family do not deserve to have one waiting for them. I can do so, and I have. For too long, women like you have gotten away with such despicable acts. The punishments, never as grave as what is bestowed upon a man. I will end that era and punish you accordingly. Just as you sought to tear this man's life apart, I so sunder yours in turn. Fathers of these children, come forth! Of course they are here. I had them waiting in the wings just in case you wish to embarrass yourselves further. Fathers of these children, look! Look on in shame, disgust, and utter betrayal at the women you vowed to love, cherish, and defend for better or worse, as they still bicker over a man who was never theirs. Call me whatever names you wish. Justice has been served. Remove the babies from their grasp. Now take them away. May the archangels and Saint Gabriel of the Holy City have mercy on your souls. Fathers of these children, do not cast blame upon yourselves for their foolish and treasonous behavior. They are vile leeches who can never be sated. In your arms, I present your children. I urge you both to raise these young souls to know how both beautiful and ugly this world is, to teach them what right and wrong paths can lead them towards, for them to know when to listen and when to speak, and most importantly of all, to teach them to love not for what someone can give them, but for what is already given and what will be earned. I wish you both all the luck, and should you need assistance, know that the tribunal is here. These proceedings are hereby dismissed. Well, that wasn't dramatic at all. I swear, domestic disputes are my least favorite. Thank you as always for your assistance, my demonic friend. Though I am surprised your master allows you to meddle in human affairs like this. Doesn't Lucifer have better things to do with his fallen life? True, true. Lord Dominic could be told the same thing. Granting authority to a human girl barely in her third decade of life to pass judgment onto others? let alone trust that I can be fair and impartial. It has to be all time-consuming to monitor my progress. Hence why you are here, a sort of neutral envoy to walk Earth and report to Lord Dominic, all the while finding potential imps for Lord Lucifer. Aren't you a busy little demon? And I couldn't appreciate your help any more than I have these last 10 years. Oh, I can show my appreciation in another way, can I? Do tell, oh tempting one. To bestow a kiss upon a demon, that would surely put me at the stake. Burned like the witch that I am. Truly a violation of the good judgment I've had all these years. You're right. That isn't a no. Lord Dominic will be furious with me. Maybe revoke my status as one of his chosen. Yeah, you're right. Lord Asriel would be pleased. It would mean this... Oh, what does he call me again? Oh, yes. This tainted show would never ascend. He calls me that because you made contact with me before Lord Dominic. It's not your fault you happened to be there when I was going to be declared a witch for allegedly committing a sin. Apparently, telling a man that being abused by his wife is disgraceful, and that made me an absolute witch in his wife's eyes. I did, after all, turn him on his abusive wife. Witchcraft of the highest order there. You remember what happened next. Don't make me recount it. Oh, fine, you self-absorbed... A little prayer here, a call to anyone listening there, and you appeared in that dank, murky cell that I was thrown into. You told me that you could get me out of there, that you could help me clear my name. All I had to do was agree to let you shadow me. I asked you, why would I do that? What does a demon want from me? And you said, I'm bored and need a distraction. Possibly one of the worst reasons to ever allow a demon into my shadow. What in the world was I thinking, saying yes to a demon who was bored? But because you said you could get me out of there, I said yes. And from there, well, you weren't wrong. You weren't going to be bored. That same woman who falsely accused me, had she not been such an arrogant witch, she certainly made our job easy. She couldn't help rubbing it in my face that I would be accused of some sort of sorcery to make her husband choose leaving her over putting up with her beating the life out of him. Everyone was ready to believe that she was a victim, and that I placed a spell on her husband to woo him to my side. Thankfully, those guards were right there the whole time. A certain demonic shadow of mine took over hers and made her spill her guts before them. Her fate was sealed. Days later, they were tying blocks to her ankles, ready to send her to the bottom of the lake. Her cries for mercy were deafened by the cheers of the people. It would all be over in but mere seconds. But in the end, I spoke up. I stopped it. I said, why end her suffering so soon? I proposed monitored service to her husband's every whim. It would kill her slowly and break her. The perfect reparation for her wounded husband. Our councilman agreed. And for some reason, that impressed you so much that we made a habit of passing judgments just like that. A few years later, Lord Dominic became impressed by me. And here we are, And I wouldn't change a single moment of these last 10 years. Lord Dominic has to be so disappointed. Yes, you're right. His mark is still there. And he hasn't popped in to scold me. Not like that time I put laxatives in the communal coffee grounds. I still stand by that all of those pompous morons deserved it. Are you sure he isn't mad? Good. Because I don't want us to end. I want you to be there until my years on this earth come to an end. And maybe beyond that. What's the matter? You're being summoned back to hell? Is everything okay? Okay, that doesn't sound too terrible. I can handle things from here. Don't keep me waiting too long. I look forward to our night together. You promised to show me those beautiful lights at night. See you soon.
Judgment left ill tastes on your tongues. I'm laughing because I will save her casting you both into hell.
Arise. Arise, my child. The time has come to fulfill your role. The role as the new Archangel of Judgment.
My new role. What happened?
Your time as a mortal has come to an end. Your borrowed husk now returned to the earth that bore it. As such, it is now time for you to don your new mantle. To become a thrall that the Holy Father and Saint Gabriel can depend upon. In my absence, you shall serve Gabriel and the Holy Father in watching over the land of man. Safeguarding the balance, and ensuring those who pass are given for judgment. Neither with bias, vendetta, nor personal gain shall a soul be cast into the afterlife. When a life doth end, their ascendance shall become dictated by who they are, not what they've become. Do you accept this task?
I do.
Good. By the blessing of the angels, by the guidance of the Holy Father, and by my grace, I anoint thee, Angiel, Archangel of Judgment. May you ascend with all my knowledge, memories, and essence. Please, watch after my brothers and sisters. Oh, and by the way, I do not mind you and the demon are lovers. May you both prosper.
That's right, Lord Dominic, the demon,
They were my shadows. They watched over me, guided me, trained me. Lord Dominic, he approved of us. The two of them trusted me, and I failed them. I strayed from my path, my emotions from when I was human, my hatred for how selfish humans are, surfaced, and my hubris. I cared not for who the soul once was, only what led them to me. For centuries, I fulfilled my duties without fail. With Dominic living within me, watching me like a light from within. I never wavered with my judgments. Always without fail. Never with emotions. But lately, I am burdened by this turmoil, this rage that I hadn't felt since my death, since I cast it all aside to become the new Archangel of Judgment. My memories of those days were completely erased. All I knew was that I was human, but then I wasn't. My death never had it affected me. Recently, this last few months, something has changed. But what? Why? Would Gabriel know? Would the demon? That scream, was that demon? My demon! They're in trouble. They're in trouble. They're being attacked. I have to. No. No, this. Oh, no. Oh, damn it. I'm asleep. I'm still asleep. No, wake up. Wake up, damn you! Angel! They need you! You need to wake up! My demon needs me!